Thanks for tuning in as we draw to a close of this particular financial year. We take a look back and see how the Aussie market has performed over the last 12 months. The ASX 200 and the broader All Ords down around that 12% mark, 11-12% over the course of this financial year 2019-2020. And that's basically the worst performance for a financial year since we came out of the GFC around 2008 and 2009. So we can easily split the financial year really into two segments. You have the pre-COVID era and post-COVID. So in pre-COVID, the performance of the markets were really driven by the US-China trade war, certainly deriving plenty of market movements. We had a rather choppy period around that time as well. So investors really reacting to headlines, whether it was a positive headline. There were always talks between the two countries, whether or not that had brought the two countries closer to an agreement or not. There were plenty of tariffs being slapped onto each other's exports due to the fact that the US were unhappy with the trade deficit that they had with China. So the two countries really at loggerheads for much of the early part of the year, although the relationship at the moment still rather frosty, to say the least. So what we had were some of the concerns in that particular period was the fact that these two economic superpowers not looking to trade with each other, looking to really turn their attention to within their own economies, could have particular knock-on effects to global economic activity. And Australia, of course, having China as our largest trading partner, any kind of negative implications to the Chinese economy would weigh heavily on ours. So that really did impact our market for the first 6 or 7 months. We had pretty inconsistent market movements. We had 1 month higher, 1 month lower, and that kind of kept going for that particular period. So Aussie investors really at the whim at that time between those economic superpowers. But once it was sounded out that there was a phase one trade deal, that really helped lift the Aussie market. Global equity markets in general had a very strong performance around that January period. We had the ASX 200 breaking through 7,000 points for the first time ever. And then in February, actually hitting a record all-time high, intraday high of 7,197 points. Now, this particular period in February was actually considered post-COVID. We, of course, had started to hear about this new virus coming out of China. At that particular stage, though, it was still seen as a bit of a flash in the pan. It was compared to SARS, which had come out of China about 17, 18 years ago and kind of went away pretty quickly and quite quietly. So that was the initial thoughts of this coronavirus or COVID-19. And as we've now since seen, that hasn't quite been the case. Of course, once those fears started spreading, we had the Aussie market slumping from those highs in late Feb to late March. So in that 1 month period, we had the ASX 200 slumping about 39%. Of course, countries started to react by closing borders. There was plenty of businesses being restricted, economies in lockdown. So that really turned the health crisis into a bit of an economic crisis as well. So we had economic data coming through from that period that basically pointing to the fact that there will be some kind of sharp recession in many advanced economies. Australia unlikely to avoid that as well, which will mean it's the first recession that Australia has seen in close to 30 years. But from about April onwards, there was a strong rally on equity markets, even with the weak economic data coming through, much of which was a recovery rally. The expectations were that we had seen a sharp drop in new infection rates with those lockdowns seemingly quite effective. Also the fact that countries and economies were slowly opening up as well on the back of that news. So that saw from April onwards the ASX 200 lifting about 30%, and that really brings us to the June period where the recovery rally really has taken a bit of a break. So we've seen in certain parts of the United States, even here in Australia, in particular in Victoria, the re-emergence of spikes in infection rates, some clusters coming through as well. And that's just re-emerged and brought some of those fears back to the market that we could come back to reintroducing restrictions as well. Also, the relationship between the US and China still rather frosty, of course, about the origination of COVID-19 this time. Here in Australia, our own relationship with China not at the best levels as well. So June overall still has been a rather positive month. Certainly not as strong as the performances we saw in April and May, but slightly higher with a session or so to trade for the ASX. We had the health sector, tech sector, retailing and also financials really outperforming for June, while energy remains a major laggard, and that's no surprise considering the price of oil globally has really fluctuated and fallen quite sharply due to those oversupply concerns. Some of the best stocks as well, if we have a look at the month, retailing stocks Afterpay hitting record high after record high, and for the financial year as well, one of the star performers, up about 130%, up around 600-odd% since its lows in March. If we have a look at Domino's, JB Hi-Fi, which are some of the more stay-at-home type retailers and stocks, up around 70%. Mesoblast up more than 120% as well. That particular health stock is one that has a potential treatment for COVID-19 for those who are suffering. So that was really helping driving its stock. Some of the worst, no surprise really, the travel stocks hit very hard. Webjet, Flight Centre down around that 70% each for the financial year. Oil Search as well, down more than 50%. So in terms of the sector performance, over this particular financial year, no surprise that the defensive sectors have outperformed. So health up around that 25% mark. The tech sector continues to power on, as well as have our staples, whereas energy and also financials have been the two sectors really lagging behind, with the majority closing out or about to close out the financial year likely in negative territory. So energy down around 30-odd%. The financials, of course, tied very closely to the performance of the economy, down around 20-odd%. So that's a quick wrap of the financial year 2020.